Okay, so can we start with you telling me what's your name and which major you are from?
Okay, so my name is Christopher Arias, and my major is currently physics BA.
So which year are you?
I'm a freshman.
Nice. So have you registered for the voting?
Yeah, I actually just recently registered. I was approached by a gentleman who was waiting outside a Mexican fiesta, and he was asking people, have you registered to vote yet? And usually I had shrugged them off, but today for some reason, or that day, I decided it would have been a good idea to register, and he went through the process. It took less than like 3 minutes, actually. It was very quick. Yeah.
How do you feel? Are you excited? And what's your feeling?
I'm nervous because obviously there's, you know, politics in general I like to avoid because it always, you know, creates tension, and I don't really like discussing it with family and friends, especially friends, because, you know, I'm not that close to them, or like friends here at university because I just got here. But yeah, I'm like nervous, but I also recognize it's going to be a lot of work on my end to not only just see what I to vote based on what I see from like news and whatnot, but to actually do some research. So that's like another task I have added on my schedule and whatnot.
That's nice. And if you don't mind, which neighborhood are you coming from?
I come from Southside, so it takes me like 30 minutes to get here. But yeah, Southside, Milwaukee.
Oh, nice. So also I'm wondering, like what are some of the big issue to you in regarding to voting, or what could be a deciding factor for you if you are thinking about all the candidates?
Okay, so being a first-gen immigrant to the United States and my mother being an immigrant, immigration policies are big with me. Also environmental policies, because, like, you know, I hear a lot about, you know, what's going on in the environment, you know, oils, trees, nature, conservation efforts, animal extinction, all sorts of that. And then I think the third biggest thing would just be like policies that relate to like our elderlies. So, you know, veteran care, social security, and like fiscal policies like that, that affect our, you know, interest rates and whatnot. So I think the biggest portion would be immigration policies, because that seems to be what's like, you know, the biggest issue right now. Open border. Are we going to close it, open it? And how are immigration policies and like how we let people in?
Yeah, that's a big issue. Yeah.
So that's what I'm worried about, and that's what I'm going to look into to see who best fits, like what my interests align with. Yeah.
That's really nice. So previously, have you have any like experience with voting, like friends or other relatives or even your parents?
So my parents or most of my family members aren't allowed to vote, because being a first-gen immigrant, they're immigrants, so they're not allowed to vote. The only experience I have when it comes to like learning and knowing about voting is like social media and friends from school. So the only experiences I've had is like, you know, people ask, you know, who you want to vote for, like, but this was back at like in high school, like at 16, 15, so people were just asking to know what you aligned with. And you know, I like I said previously, I avoided the conversation. You know, some people actually, sometimes I just found myself saying, you know what, I'm voting for Trump. But like, that's because there was a guy who was Republican who was talking to me. Or if it was like my friends who were like, you know, more against Trump, I'd be like, yeah, I'm voting for like whoever's in the Democratic Party. Now, that's who I'm supporting, basically. So I was honestly like, I didn't really have my choice. I just, you know, said whoever I was talking to, I just like kind of adapted to that and said, yeah, I'll vote for them, you know, just to like please them or like get them off my back. Yeah. So that's kind of my experience when it comes to like voting and others voting.
Mm. So I think right now, since you have the like for register for the first time, you are going to do more research. Yeah. You just said, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I was putting it off because I didn't really think much of it. I didn't. But like, you know, a lot of people have been going around saying it's your responsibility, you know, be a citizen, vote. So I kind of took it upon myself to like, you know, take initiative, because, you know, recently I've been taking more initiative in things. And voting, I think, is a big one when you become 18. So that's why I decided, yeah, it's time to, you know, take some action. Even if in the back of my mind, I think, you know, what's one vote going to change? And I hear that a lot from my friends. Like, that's their excuse. You're like, yeah, what's one vote going to do, you know? But it's better to vote than not to, in my opinion, especially like at least you tried. You can say that you tried. You didn't stand back and not do anything. So regardless of who wins and who doesn't, you know, you voted, you did your part, and that's, you know, you can go home happy knowing that.
Perfect. So is there anything else you want to share regarding to voting?
I think the biggest thing, especially people who just became of age, it's really, really easy to vote. So the next time someone asks you, you're like, are you registered to vote? Instead of just saying no and shrugging them off, I think just say yes, because like, it really only honestly took like 2-3 minutes. And you didn't have to give out any special or sensitive info. And it's really easy to register. And at least come voting day, you'll have registered already. So you won't, you know, not be able to vote. So that's the biggest thing. Like, if someone asks you, just please register. Like, it's not that. It's very, very simple, easy, and doesn't take much time out of your day.
No. Thanks so much.
Yeah.